Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Phil Koufadakis, owner of Baker Brothers out in Phoenix, Arizona. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
Last time I interviewed you, we were in Aruba, and I asked you how you were doing, and you said, hey, who couldn't be doing well in Aruba, right?
You know, that's true. I still feel that way.
Yeah. Well, listen, you just got in the news this week. You were announced that you're one of Armstrong's elite dealers. You've actually been named their gold elite dealer. And let's get to that in just a second. First, just a little background. You have 7 retail locations and 1 to the trade location. This Baker Brothers name out there in Phoenix is like the name. It's been around since the 40s. So you're the independent place to buy flooring, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, we like to consider ourselves, to hold ourselves to a pretty high standard relative to that. So we've got, you know, 4 generations of customers and families who have purchased from us, and our brand, you know, has a certain meaning out here, which usually means high quality, top installation, great product, service, all those things. So, you know, we consider ourselves the premier retailer, but I'm sure everybody else considers themselves that too.
Well, one of the things that came out in that last interview, your number one selling carpet brand is basically down the list. It's Dixie, and I think that's really interesting that you kind of zig when everybody else is zagging.
Well, I think for us that's a good strategy only because it's a fashion strategy more than anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really about giving the customers great-looking product, which is what the expectation they have from us is.
Yeah.
They want to buy the very best. They don't want to come in and buy tasteless and cheap. And so, you know, Dixie's strategy to create beautiful product falls right in line with what we're doing. And frankly, the carpet industry as a whole could learn from that as its lost share. And most of that lost share has not been about performance. It's really been about style and design.
One last question before we get into this Armstrong situation. Tell me, you know, business conditions, how are sales in 17 versus last year?
Yeah, 17 so far so good. It started out, first 4 months were very good. May has softened up a little bit, so we're probably going to be a little bit flat in May, but the first 4 months we were up double digits, and so we feel like things are moving in a pretty good place, and there's been some consistency and some growth and some housing movement out here again, and so all of that generates multiple housing movements, and we've been the beneficiary of that to some degree.
So double-digit growth, that's pretty amazing, especially since the flooring business is not growing that fast, so that's not all coming from the retail side, is it?
Most of it is coming from the retail side, actually, because we're not very heavily invested into the builder side of the business.
Okay.
So, but we do get the benefit of the increased builder market. Is every time somebody buys a new house, they've got to sell their house to somebody else. And so the movement in the builder market is slow, actually, because labor is tight. So homes are not turning over quite as quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's also put a premium on resales, which is good because people are not wanting to wait. So they're buying existing homes. And everybody's at that point where they're fixing up their homes again. And so I think there's some consumer confidence out there. And the stock market's doing great. And so, you know, all indications are, at least for the time being, that we don't see it going anywhere but in the right direction.
Okay. And is LVT taking off out in the Phoenix area like it has everywhere else?
Yeah, it certainly has continued to grow as a product category. I mean, you know, it's really amazing how it's come from 0 to 60 in kind of what seems like overnight, even though it's not overnight. But
right.
It definitely continues to grow, you know, but the discriminating consumer still loves hardwood and still loves beautiful carpet. And so, but it has taken probably more share from laminate and, well, sheet is all but non-existent now, but than anything else. And so, but it's growing. Yep.
I'm not sure if you got a chance to read our May issue, but we just published some numbers, and LVT grew 32% last year, and it's just that little subcategory is a $1.6 billion business. So
it's really amazing. I mean, you know, we've both been around the business a long time, and there's very few, you know, I go back to, you know, when was it, the mid-80s when laminate came out, and that just kind of boomed and took off, and you know, this is probably the last time we've seen something like that. So it's really, and the more amazing thing is the acceptance of the consumer to this product category that still won't touch sheet vinyl,
uh-huh. Right?
But they'll touch it if you cut it up like a piece of hardwood.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk about Armstrong. They've named you the elite gold. Tell me what happened. How did you get that recognition?
Yeah, honestly, it was a complete surprise, to be honest with you. I mean, we've been longtime partners with Armstrong, and they are a terrific company, and they have great brand equity, which is really one of the things we look for in our partners. And, you know, we've always been a big part of that elite program in terms of even going back to having, you know, a small hand in helping shape some of the direction of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a really good year. I think 2 or 3 years ago, we were the bronze retailer of the year. And so to be the gold retailer of the year, which really came out of the blue. I mean, for them, it's really more than just about who's got the biggest purchasing power. We obviously do a lot of business with them from a volume standpoint,
yeah.
but we're very involved in the rest of the Elite program, whether it be the leads and the follow-up on those and merchandising and making sure the showrooms are right. And it's really, as I talk to the vendors a lot through the years, it's not just the agreement. It's the spirit of the agreement that matters for us more than anything else. You can put anything you want on a piece of paper, but when you have two sides who are committed, it usually works out pretty good. So we're really honored. I mean, they're an awesome company. And like I said, I had no idea this was coming.
Now, you know, they're still the gorilla in two categories. They're the largest hardwood producer, and they're still a leader in resilient. And I guess you sell both of those type products of theirs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that makes them great is, A, they've got a great brand, and B, they cross categories. So that really makes it really important for a company like ours, in the sense that, you know, it's hard to give a company a lot of business if they're just in the wood business, or they're just in the vinyl business, or they're just in the laminate business. And, you know, we're able to give them business across the spectrum, and they're able to take advantage of the things they learn in one side of the business to enhance the other side of the business. So they can bring out some cool-looking laminate based off their wood sales and some cool-looking vinyl based on their laminate sales. And they've got a bunch of other new initiatives that they're working on. So they've got a lot of great resources, and they see it, and they think it all the time, and they live it all the time. They're not a carpet company thinking about being in the hard surface business.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned them the last time I interviewed you because we were talking, and I don't want to get into detail on this because it seems like every time we get together we talk about this, but we were talking about digital marketing, and we were talking about dealer locators, and you actually pointed Armstrong out as a person who's got that program down, because, you know, when you go on their site and let's say you're a consumer and you say, okay, well, you know what, I want some of that. And you go and click on dealer locator, you enter your zip code, and then there comes Baker Brothers. They do a good job of that, don't they?
Yeah, they've done a great job. They were the forerunner. I mean, a lot of the other companies are now doing a better job, but those guys, you know, Armstrong was the best and probably still is the best at really understanding that business and the import of that business. And we're right there with them. I mean, you know, I am actively involved in trying to, you know, if I see something that I think they can do better, and they're very receptive into listening to those things. But they do a lot of research on their own, and their brand recognition is high, which makes it all the more effective. I mean, you can have a great dealer locator, but if nobody's looking for you, it doesn't really help you much now, does it?
No, it doesn't. So what's your outlook for the rest of the year? You think it's going to be one of your better years?
Yeah, I'm really positive about it. I mean, for us, we've got a couple of things, you know, new things going on. And so we got into the countertop business just recently, and window treatment business is growing. So there's some adjunct businesses that are doing well that are adding, you know, some business, you know, what I call plus business. We moved in a location this year to a super-duper AAA new location, which has just been out of the box fantastic. Our to the trade business is starting to grow. We've added some new people in there. So I'm really bullish. My investment is in people going forward for the year, and I'm not hesitant to invest going forward that way, because I do think there's a great opportunity, not only this year, but really over the next few years. You look at the recovery camp over the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been the recovery that it should have been.
Right.
So it's still there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's still coming. Mm-hmm. It may be coming a little slower, but I do believe that we all have an opportunity as an industry, if we don't screw it up, to make some hay over the next few years.
All right, Phil. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners, and congratulations on your distinction as an Armstrong Elite Gold dealer.
Well, thank you. It's a big honor, man.
Yeah. Good. Again, been talking to Phil Koufadakis, the owner of Baker Brothers in Phoenix, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.